going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DiCamera, Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas hanging out. Reacting to a incredibly disappointing weekend despite the Phillies sweeping. I feel like that is not something you're going to say very often. And a thrilling win yesterday. A true like baseball, you know, fan win yesterday with the 1-0, the run scored on a, you know, Marsh beating out the should have been double play, and then just brilliant pitching and, you know, small ball and baseball, and felt like a playoff game type win minus the Pirates not being
Marsh
good.
Marsh has some wheels.
He's fast. Yeah. If only he had anything else.
Yeah, exactly. My favorite thing of the weekend was him almost overtaking Bone. Second time this year.
It's so funny you said that. Emily and I were watching, and I said it to Emily where I just love that as a sports thing in general. It feels like a movie thing when you see the one guy round third and then the other guy come right behind him going a little further out on the outside. Like, it feels like I'm watching Major League or something
like Rookie
like that.
Of the Year.
Yeah, Rookie of the Year, whatever. It's a movie thing.
The first guy is always Bohm.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's usually a Bohm or whatever. But yeah, I love that as just an image. I think that's always a neat thing to see.
All right. How do they measure speed for the standard for baseball? Is it the like base to base?
Yeah, so it's base to base, and then they'll also measure, you know, times to each spot, like time to second, time all the way around the bases, all that from first to home,
but
first to
third.
But
it's not really standardized the same way the 40-yard
dash it's not. It's just done in the moment when they're, you know, it's like those
when they're
it's like
coming
those real
out of
speed
like,
get things like in football where it's like he ran this fast on a ball that he caught and ran. They don't like set up and be like run the bases to be timed.
Really?
I mean, maybe they do it in practice and stuff, but it's not like a...
Is there...
I don't even 40 know. Times
do
or
they
whatever.
Do combine, like an MLB combine situation
no,
at
no.
any point?
No.
That's interesting to me.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, they don't need... I mean, they don't like it. Well, I mean, there's a lot of different factors, but when they're drafting from high schools, from colleges, from a lot of, you know, it's not as uniform as, all right, these colleges put these guys into this league and you're drafting this group. And then they go in, these guys are going from high school, college, then to the minors and then could be, you know, so it's just a different system.
Wow.
But
it is very convoluted and circuitous.
Mm-hmm.
The path in most cases, except if you're a guy like Skeens.
Yeah, exactly. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot on the Phillies to react to. And again, you can come to a Phillies game with us, hang out with us, spend the game with us. We always have the best time at these things. All you have to do is tell us the best performance by a non-actor in a movie. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Alex and Villanova. What's up, Alex?
Alex.
Yo. All right, we will put Alex back on hold. Let's go to Dennis in East Falls. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello, Dennis.
So I'm going to ask a couple of rhetorical questions. I think it's relevant. Was Dennis Eckersley too good to become a closer? Was John Smoltz too good to become a closer? Was Brett Myers too good to become a closer? The answer obviously is no. And two of those guys are Hall of Famers. So what we have an abundance of riches in terms of rotational pitching. This is where we say, okay, who is the best stuff to go out there and give us one inning or two innings of solid pitching, right? You just assess the situation. And look, Walker has shown that he can give you two and three innings. He has shown that even when he was starting, his first two, three innings were decent, and then you get to four and five, and it's a problem.
So
if you look at just generally what they've done, and then the rookies coming up, they don't need to make any trades. Somebody just needs to be willing to bite the bullet and go to that role and say, okay. And Mick Abel showed he can touch 100 yesterday.
So Dennis, I think you're philosophically on the right path here. And we talked about before, and we'll get to some Dombrowski audio next segment on the Ranger situation. And, you know, because it is a complex situation. It's not just as easy as say, hey, go to the bullpen. He is a free agent at the end of this year. Scott Boras is agent. These are factors. But to your point, I do think like they should be trying this, the Mick Abel thing eventually in the bullpen, all that. But don't just assume that just because Mick Abel has awesome stuff, that he can go from being a starter his entire life to someone who can just hop in the bullpen and give you two innings when you need it. Like, it is a different role, different things being asked of him, different way about approaching each outing, pitching multiple days in a row or two out of every 3 days. This is a guy who pitches once every fifth day, you know. So I agree with you philosophically, but it's not as simple as being like, Mick, go pitch out of the pen. You know what I mean?
I agree with you there. And here's the thing. With Ranger, we're not keeping him. Like, everybody needs to face the facts. Ranger Suarez is gone after this year, because we replaced him with Jose Luzardo. Like, he has come in and shown that he is arguably the best left-handed pitcher that we have, and arguably in the National League, because the guy has the number one WAR in all of baseball.
He's been awesome. So, and look, I get your point, and Ranger is probably not going to be here at the end of the year, but it's not just about, like, not making Ranger upset. Like, there are dynamics to the way the sport works. And Scott Boras, like it or not, is literally one of the most powerful people in baseball. Maybe the most powerful. I don't know. He's in the discussion for most powerful person in the sport. And you can't just be like, screw you, Scott. Wow. I'm gonna put your guy in the bullpen and you have nothing to say about it. You could try and convince Scott to convince his client. Like, there are ways to go about it, but
it is
a little more, it's murky.
Who's got more power, Scott Boras or the commissioner of baseball?
Probably Boras. I guess. Yeah, honestly. So,
I agree with you guys. Look, I know it's complicated. I'm aware it's complicated. All I'm saying is that, you know, if they really, like, everybody's value goes up if they win a World Series. Everyone's.
Yeah.
And that includes.
No, you're right. Dennis, you're right. It's a great call. Dennis, you got an answer for best performance by a non-actor?
I do, and I don't agree with the person who said Lady Gaga, because she's done multiple movies since.
Yeah, but if she's a singer first. The whole point is, like, I don't care if they've done three or four at this point, but what do you think of them as first?
Here's my answer, and it's only because of the monologue that he gives in the movie, and that is Lawrence Taylor in Any Given Sunday.
Oh, you know what? It's a good answer.
Because that scene that he does in the sauna and the speech that he makes, the scene was so powerful that Lawrence Taylor openly says on multiple podcasts now that he couldn't even watch it afterward because of how hard it hit home for him to go and do that speech.
Dennis, great call and a really good answer. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevy Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Our questions for today are, who are you rooting for, Knicks or Pacers, and who wins the NBA Finals? The four teams, the Knicks, the Pacers, the Thunder, and the Timberwolves. I said I'd give you a wild fact about these four teams, John, and I didn't think about it. It's obvious when you do, but we're going to get a champion that has not won since at least 1973 or never. The Knicks have won two championships last 1973. The other three teams, the Thunder, you know, if we count the Supersonics one, that's a title, but sadly we don't. But the Thunder, Minnesota, and Indiana, none of them have ever won. Three of the four teams left have. It's so weird for our lifetime with the NBA. All we do is see the same team win over and over and over and over again, or another same team, then they win over. It's a pretty neat, wide-open type of thing now, franchise-wise and in the moment.
I like the Thunder.
I love the Thunder, They're, I mean, they were a great, great team this year, too, and showed up here in the... In the Nuggets series,
play defense
down
a little bit.
Yeah, no, they're super talented. All right, 215-592-9494. Obviously, if you want to chime in on the NBA playoffs, we'll take those calls as well. But get in now on the Phillies, on the Alvarado thing. He is out for the playoffs. What does the team do? Coming up next segment, we've got some audio from Dave Dombrowski on the Alvarado news, how they're going to go about replacing Alvarado. Rob Thompson, the same stuff. Fascinating stuff. Get in now, and again, you have a chance to win Phillies tickets to come to a game with us. Just give us the best performance by a non-actor in a movie. It's The Morning Show. We're coming right back.
I'm going to talk about my good friends at Lexus of Cherry Hill, where I've been leasing cars for over a decade, and there are a lot of good reasons why. One, they are an elite of Lexus dealer for 2024. The great people, the service you receive when you enter the dealership, you'll just love it. They've got the 2025 Lexus models in. They are moving fast, and Lexus Cherry Hill, they are now a seven-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. You will notice that when you head into Lexus at Cherry Hill. When you stop in, visit with Tony Labello and his team. They'll help guide you to the Lexus of your dreams with over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock. Another thing to really love is Lexus of Cherry Hill is a veteran-owned and operated business. Face it, you deserve a Lexus, and you deserve award-winning customer service. So start your journey today at Lexus of Cherry Hill in Mount Laurel, or online at lexusofcherryhill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family owned.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Owned and operated.
Oh, Weezer here. Can't go wrong. Fran Rojas on the ones and twos. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Jody Camarillo, who's hanging out. It's the WIP Morning Show. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks in studio. We're starting debate week this week. All week on the station, you'll hear various classic Philadelphia sports debates coming up. The first of those will be at 9 o'clock as Elliot and I will be debating something. You'll have to find out what it is.
Something.
At 9 o'clock. Something. It's a classic. I go into this debate knowing I am 100% correct in my opinion. So,
aren't really you always?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, well, arguing against Elliot makes it easier.
Yes.
All right. Elliot will join us at 9. He'll hang out for the full hour. Oh, I'm going to crush
you.
I'm
going to crush you.
Don't worry. I didn't even prep, and I don't need to. I'm just going to just dive right in and dominate.
Didn't Joe not prep?
Yes, but that's the difference between me and Joe.
Joe, once upon a time, didn't prep for a debate. I think it was against Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot actually smoked him. Buried him.
It was ugly.
It was honestly.
I didn't
one of
even agree with Elliot,
moments.
And I had to vote for him.
Same. I was like, I hate Elliot's point, but he buried you. That was
Joe
you should
was
be embarrassed.
Just outclassed.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
In every way.
That won't happen today. So 9 o'clock. Check it out. Elliot will hang out for an hour as well. We'll have a little bit of fun with that. So tune in for that. 215-592-9494. We are reacting to a bittersweet Phillies day yesterday. Mick Gable, who you know. Probably is getting a little shortchanged this morning. It does suck. Like, we should theoretically be coming in here and just talking about one of the great Phillies debut performances we've ever seen. But the Alvarado news overshines it. John, your thoughts. Take me through your day yesterday. You find out the Alvarado news. It's crushing. But then you watch Abel go out and do this magical thing against Skeens. What was the day like for you Phillies-wise yesterday?
Sure. The news about Alvarado is crushing. I mean, he is our best reliever. He is lost for the postseason. Everything is geared toward getting to the postseason, and now we don't have our best reliever. I know that they're going to treat it like an injury, and Dave Dombrowski is going to go out and try to replace him, and, you know, his salary is off the books and all that, so, you know, it's not easy to replace that level of intimidation and that level of domination and really that level of contribution, I guess, it, from a team perspective. Like, he was loved in that clubhouse.
That's a good point too, John.
That hurts in so many ways.
Yeah.
So many ways that we haven't even talked about. So this is a disaster. And I blame Jose Alvarado entirely. It is his fault. He must know what he's putting in his body. And I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, of course, but I know in the sport that I played, there's no way you can not know what it is you're putting in your body. They remind you every day in every way possible with videos and movies and assemblies and meetings. You are constantly reminded that you are responsible for what you put in your body. And if you have any questions, you call this number or you talk to this person. You have a whole list of resources for this sort of thing. Jose Alvarado, I know Dave Dombrowski said he believes him. He said he was taking something to lose weight and that sort of thing. Okay. Look at it however you want. I know the bottom line is Jose Alvarado hurt this team in a massive way. And next year, they have to re-up him. They have to choose to re-up him or not. I don't know what Jose Alvarado looks like without the juice.
And sitting out half a year, essentially, too. You know,
yeah. I don't feel good re-upping a guy that I can't trust, first of all, and that I don't even know what he looks like if he's not using steroids. So, yeah, I'm mad, and I blame Jose, and I wish I didn't feel the way I feel because he has been an amazing Philly. And man, there's part of me that feels some like the start of sympathy.
Mm-hmm. And no, then, you gotta stop yourself. Yeah.
And then I can't go there because he has he did this, and he has hurt us as a fan base. He has hurt his teammates. And if I'm a guy in that clubhouse, it's really hard for me to forgive him.
John,
right now.
Does he have to stand up and talk to his teammates?
I think so. I would assume that's
but
the kind
it
of
thing. It sounds like he left town.
I heard.
Well, yeah,
that
I don't know
also.
What the rules are too with once you're suspended, being around like in facilities. Yeah.
It sounded like they jettisoned him off almost.
So,
which
and
is
to your point,
bizarre.
It is bizarre. To your point, look, I feel bad for him if it did play out the way they say, but at the same time, like. It's all on him. Like, it doesn't,
right.
It might be an explanation. It's not an excuse.
Ignorance is not an excuse.
Yeah, it's not an excuse. Right. Like, he has
He's
to own
such
this.
A nice guy. He is such a good guy. Like, seemingly such a good guy. And the smile and the affability, like, everything is so, like, I feel so differently about him than the way I feel right now. Like, I'm so mad. I'm so conflicted. I got so many negative emotions. This is the first time I've been, you know, mad at Jose like this.
He's so likable,
He's such a good guy and such a good teammate. And this is just such a departure from what I would expect from a great teammate.
And again, like we talked about before, I mean, the one aspect of the team, you take the starting pitching, the hitting, the bullpen that we were least sure about to begin with. We already thought they needed another guy. Now you don't just need another guy. You have to replace your best guy and maybe add another guy. The whole thing, you could tell, by the way, and coming to the phones right after this, 215-592-9494 to get in. You could tell the Phillies weren't happy. This was the Phillies statement that they put out yesterday upon the news of the Alvarado suspension. This is the statement. The Phillies issued the following statement regarding Jose Alvarado. The Phillies fully support Major League Baseball's joint prevention and treatment program and are disappointed to hear today's news of Jose's violation. That's it. That's the statement.
They should have just put out, we mad.
We mad. Yeah, exactly. that's the full statement. MLB is right. We're disappointed. Yeah, you could say that again. So a big, big, big loss for the Phillies. How do they replace him? Are you... Like, how concerned are you about this team moving forward, their chances? We'll get to Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson's reactions to this news coming up in a bit. Interesting stuff from Dombrowski on what they might have to do to replace Jose Alvarado. We'll get to that. But your calls first, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. Go back to Alex in Villanova. Alex.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Hi, Alex.
All good. Sorry about the phone.
No worries, man.
Yeah, just touching on Alvarado. Basically, two words: disappointing, as you just said, and selfish, I guess.
Yeah. It's selfish. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Alex. It's like, even if he didn't know that it was illegal what he was taking, it's still selfish of him for him not to have checked more, for him not to have talked to people. And that's if we believe that he didn't know what was in it. So, yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, 20, 30 years ago, maybe. Not now.
Agree 100%. In a sport where they had an era called the steroid era. Like, they don't mess around with this anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly. Anything that might or be close, you don't go near.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, wanted to touch about the Phillies overall coming up here in the next week or so. Colorado and the A's. Hopefully we can salvage six games out of this thing from Colorado and both Colorado and Oakland. So,
yeah, you would hope so. You know, it's West Coast little, and all that. We know how they can be hit or miss.
I mean,
but
it's a tough run, but hopefully by the end of it, because the Mets are playing, I think, L.A., aren't they?
Play the Red Sox next,
Red
I believe.
Sox, okay.
Oh, the Red Sox. And then, so they have a couple tough series coming up this week, and maybe we can, you know, basically come around and get a little breathing room and overtake the Mets.
Hopefully, Alex, hopefully. And, you know, the Alvarado thing is going to be an issue, though, in terms of both, you know, we're talking about the playoffs, which is the most important thing. But even the here and now, just winning games on a night-to-night basis, we know it's not a deep bullpen. Alex, you got an answer for us, a non-actor performance in a movie?
I'm going to go with, because I still laugh about it, is Mike Tyson in The Hangover.
Yeah, that's a great answer.
Rehabbed his image.
Yeah, it did. It really did turn around for him.
How hard is it going to be to get someone who is an approximation of Jose Alvarado? And what are
incredibly
we talking
hard
in terms of cost? Like, is it even realistic to hope for three quarters of Jose Alvarado? Like, affordability wise, likeliness, I don't know, likelihood that there would even be someone, whatever, tradable for, how likely is it we can actually do something here?
I don't think it's likely they're going to do anything now. I think that other teams just aren't looking to move those guys yet as you get closer to the deadline, demand comes out more. Like, I don't think a team will have their best leverage to, let's take the Athletics, for example, the Mason Miller thing, who I don't think the Phillies will trade for. He is someone who would cost Aiden Miller or Andrew Painter as the face of a package plus more. Like, Mason Miller is 5 or 6 years of control, all that type of stuff. But if they were going for someone like that, if you're the A's, why would you trade Mason Miller on May 19th when you know that as the trade deadline approaches, teams are in it, teams are more desperate, teams are more sure their team's good, teams are more willing to spend, all that type of stuff. It's just there's no reason to move him now. So the Phillies are going to have to find a way to, you know, make their way through this. And look, Mick Abel to the bullpen is an interesting thought. But again, you know, how do you take the kid who just did, you know, 6 shutouts? 9 strikeouts and throw him in the pen. But long term, if you don't want to trade, like I do think that the potential outcome for Mick Abel this season is go to the bullpen or get traded, potentially. You know what I mean? Because you're not going to get a Jose Alvarado for Mick Abel, but you could get a piece potentially the way Abel's looked and he's pitching. If they want to get someone who is as good as Jose Alvarado, they're going to have to give up, you know, Aiden Miller or something like that. Most likely the way it plays out. Now, again, half-season rentals. There could be a guy who is as talented as Alvarado or close to it you could get for half a season and maybe give up slightly less type of thing. But it's all circumstantial. And to your overall point, I don't think there will be many, if any, relievers traded who are as good as Alvarado. You know what I mean? Like, it is really hard to replace, especially for this team.
Sure. That's the spot we're in. I mean, he is that good, that great. That intimidating, that he's a monster on the mound. Like, he strikes fear into a batter's heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you can't just find that, like, on the refuse pile somewhere.
Well, another part of it, too, is the way Thompson uses him. Like, he's not just their closer. Thompson uses him in, oh, it's the eighth inning at the top of the order come up. Let's go, Jose. Like, he is versatile as a reliever. All guys, like, there are guys who are closers. Bring me to the ninth, coach, you know, like, Alvarado would come in at any time in any situation to face any guys and could give
you a
comeback for another inning, too. Like, he's a versatile guy. Hard to replace that way, too.
Topper said he knew this was coming. How long did he know it was coming?
So only about a week and a half or so.
The card series, I think they said.
So Dombrowski said, and we'll hear some audio, but the Rays series was when Dombrowski said they heard rumblings of it.
Because I was wondering if it had some...
Not long enough where they could have done something like prior to the season.
Made a deal and not before anybody knew.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Like, why is it that it doesn't feel like we were better insulated against it if he knew?
Yeah, I don't think they knew that long. Yeah, that's
well, they didn't know if he was going to appeal it.
Well, that's another thing, too.
How long does that take when you appeal?
Yeah, and I think the fact that he didn't appeal, you know, he definitely knows he did it and he got caught, you know, whether or not he meant to do it or not. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get some more calls in here. Reacting to the Alvarado news, let's talk to everybody.
That's another thing.
No problem. No, we'll get back to you, Ken. Go ahead.
Doesn't it seem like it would be, I don't know, the fact that he didn't appeal? I mean, that is...
Well, it means he knows that he has a losing case. If nothing else, on a base level, he knows that...
No leg to stand on.
Yeah, he knows he's not winning the case. Yeah.
So, I mean, if you didn't know what you were taking... Seriously, if I didn't know what I was taking and accidentally tested positive for testosterone, I would be incensed, first of all. And I would say, test me, testing me. And they said he had those positive tests. Like, I would be fighting this.
He might have like looked into what his appeal, like, again, he might have talked to their lawyer, the, you know, player association lawyers, whatever, and
they said it's not,
you're gonna
it.
Lose. Like, I know that you didn't mean to do it, but guess what, you're gonna lose. Like, it doesn't matter.
That's,
you know,
true.
Who knows, we don't know.
Yeah,
that
you're right.
So, but it is certainly the fact that he didn't appeal shows that it wasn't some false test or anything like that, you know, right. Like, for that. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Ken in Cinnamon. Someone up, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
I am mad.
So yeah.
It's okay,
sort of fearful
John.
About what
not
things
as
are
happy
look
as
like
I should
without...
be after a sweep, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, too. What a shame, like you said, James. This what a shame for Mick Abel. Yeah. He comes up and he probably puts himself back on the radar I don't know where he fits in the Phillies' plans, because you can only have so many starting pitchers. But he clearly demonstrated he's got value in the majors yesterday, and all we're talking about is, and look, when a guy's 30 years old and his velocity all of a sudden goes up like 2 miles an hour, and he's getting slim and trim and svelte, like, this was probably should have been obvious to everybody. So when it comes out yesterday, the first thing I'm thinking to myself is, wait a minute, how did we not know this?
Like, well, he wasn't slim and trim and
Can drop 15 pounds.
He was still.
Ken, honestly, let me tell you why I really think it is. I think it's just a thing with baseball where we think of it with hitters. When we see hitters look bigger and hitting more home runs, it's like, up, I know what's going on here. We don't apply it to pitchers the same way we should, in that where if I see a guy throwing harder, my mind doesn't immediately go to he's juicing.
It doesn't,
Right?
Well,
but with hitters, it does. If I see, like, Brady Anderson, we all remember that year, we're like, oh,
my God,
what's going on with this guy? You know, so I think that's part of it, at least, Ken.
That's true. When you look back at the steroid era, though, and how many of those guys were pitchers, right?
No, that's the point. You're not wrong. It's just I don't think we think about it the way we should in that
strange
way.
It's unfortunate for Mick Abel, and look, I still think the biggest problem for the Phillies is not the bullpen. It's the fact that, you know, they can't hit quality pitching, and they demonstrated that again yesterday. So we'll see how big of an impact it has to lose him. On the Knicks, listen, I don't care if they run the Villanova Pope out there. I am never rooting for the New York Knicks.
So that's where I'm at.
I look at that uniform and I see Anthony Mason and I see Charles Oakley and I see Spike Lee
and Pat Riley.
I just want to puke all over myself. So absolutely, positively not. And I don't know how anybody can be a fan of Jalen Brunson's game. Dribble, 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 draw contact, get a foul, go to, like, give me a break.
Yeah, he plays a lot like Harden.
That's Harden's game.
He does. He's way more likable than Harden.
Oh, yeah.
And I will say, it does. The opposite of Harden, where it does feel like Brunson shows up. It feels like he's playing hard always. He's always given minutes and effort. But I agree with you, Ken. It is.
Well,
it's frustrating to watch.
Here's another thing on Brunson, which you should appreciate and Rhea should really appreciate because of when she was at Temple. But, you know, when you consider the fact that John Chaney gave his father the chance that he gave him after he, you know, was Prop 48 and wasn't eligible to play, I believe.
I hated Prop 48.
Me too.
He chooses Villanova over Temple. And I hated Prop 48 too, so that's not the point. But he chooses Villanova over Temple after his dad.
I was mad that Jalen didn't go to Temple.
He was supposed to go to Temple, right? And then
there were extenuating circumstances.
I didn't blame Jalen for it.
Yeah, but I feel you, Ken. Ken, you got an answer for us for a non-actor in a movie? Best performance.
Well, by the time he died, he was an actor, but it started out, he was hired as a technical advisor to demonstrate and show how what realism would look like in a Vietnam era Marine boot camp.
And when Stanley Kubrick saw him
giving a demonstration of it, he said he's the guy, entirely unscripted or ad-libbed. He had no script. That was all out of the mind of the brilliant R. Lee Ermey, Gunnery Sergeant Harper.
Yeah, good call. So we need to judge this. So R. Lee Ermey did become an actor. It was in many movies after that. But when he was in Full Metal Jacket, he was, to his point, he was a actual Army guy who took this role.
Yeah, he was not an actor when he did that role.
Yeah, so
I think that counts, right?
I feel like it should count, don't you?
Was the Lady Gaga role, was that her first role?
Yeah, that was her first. So
yeah, I think the first should count.
Do we agree with that?
Sure.
But it has to be someone who is famous doing something else first. It can't be like any first role.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's keep it rolling with Steve in Willow Grove. Stevie.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
What's up, Steve?
I don't know if it's a happy Monday, but we're jamming with Jimmy on a Monday. So I guess that's
jamming with Jimmy. I like that.
Yeah, it's all good. But what did they say about Abel? I know they said it's one and done, but after listening to Mike Schmidt and John Kruk and everybody talking about the guy threw 40 pitches and 39 of them are strikes, like, how can you not keep the guy?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do. They came in with a very strong, you know, prior to the game, hey, you're here for one start. This is it. You're going back down, you know.
By the time he got to like the sixth inning, I'm like, are we revisiting
this?
Yeah,
I don't know what they'll do, Steve, but I don't think that what they said before the game is automatically what they'll do.
But what they were saying, you know, leading up to this start on Sunday, they didn't know they're going to lose their closer. And the other thing, Corcoran, what's up with him, Jimmy? Like, every time he goes out there now, it looks like he's throwing more balls than strikes. Like,
Corcoran, yeah. He is, of all those guys, he's the one who's
as good as expected for some reason.
You're right. And you can see the stuff. And
this is his third year as a Philly.
Yeah.
And it seems like every year I've been disappointed. Every year there's been this promise or an expectation. Like, the first year, it was just the fact that he was out there. It was like, holy cow.
He started
the year
in single A.
They moved him through so fast.
This young kid is up here. He must be amazing. And then he wasn't really that amazing. But then it was like, okay, well, next year he'll go get him. And then next year he really kind of didn't.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
I don't know. The fastball doesn't play the way it should. It's like 99, but it's flat and it's hittable. And he doesn't throw it with confidence enough. And then, you know, people could pick up on the slider. But I think there's more there than we're seeing. But I think he might end up being like a, you know, we thought he could be a closer someday or something. Mm. He might be more of a sixth, seventh inning guy than a, but regardless, that's the point. When you lose Alvarado, Kirkering, who was someone with as the fourth option we were unsure about, all of a sudden now he's your third option. You know, it creates a whole issue, Steve.
Yeah, not walking two people back to back starting off. That, like, geez, I'm like, this kid comes out, pitches a gem, and this guy's going to blow it for him.
Yeah, thank God they didn't. Steve, you got an answer for us for a non-actor performance?
You know, Bob Uecker. Did anybody say that?
Oh, before? Major League. That is a great, great answer. I love that answer. Steve, as always, a great call.
And it would have been bad with Kirkering because I really didn't want Abel to come out. I know you and I disputed that, but I was like, nah, he's unhittable.
Oh,
right now.
See, I get it, but after five, I was like, I might even take him out now just to give him the five shutout, like the confidence, the whole thing. And then I went out and dominated the six, but 84 pitches, I was fine with it. He hasn't gone too much more than that in the minors.
I thought they said 94.
94. That's what's at. I mean, you can't guarantee he's going to get through an inning in 10 pitches. So, like,
I wanted him to get the record.
Let him get the record,
and then I would have been fine with that. Yeah. I just kind of it bummed me out.
I get it. I had zero issue with them pulling him, but
you know,
I
always have issues.
Yeah, well, hey, that's what makes you, Rhea. We love that about you. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll continue to take your calls. Again, get on the line now. You can win a chance to come see the Phillies with us on June 11th, hang out with all of us at a game. Plus, coming up in 1 minute, we're going to let you hear from Dave Dombrowski and Rob Thompson, what they had to say about the Jose Alvarado suspension, how Dave is thinking about potentially replacing Alvarado, what they might do. That's all coming up in 1 minute.
Kick off summer this Memorial Day with Wild Fork Foods. Whether you're hosting a massive barbecue or just planning your weekday dinners, Wild Fork is your number one spot to shop premium meats and seafood at unmatched prices, like Black Angus New York strip steak, only $13.48 a pound, or ahi tuna steaks, only $15.98 for a 1.5 pound pack. And you got to try their USDA Choice brisket, only $3.98 a pound. And don't forget to pick up their 100% beef hamburger 10-pack, only $1 per patty. You can't beat that deal. And Wild Fork honors our military with military discounts every day. All active reserves and retired military, just show your military ID at checkout in their retail stores. So visit one of their greater Philadelphia retail locations today. And if you're headed to the shore, skip the trip to the grocery store and shop Wild Fork online for same-day delivery to your door at the shore. Visit wildforkfoods.com.
215-592-9494. We're going to come back to the phones in a minute, get online now to talk about the Alvarado. I almost said injury because that's what we're about
it's
to hear the way
injury.
The bill is. Absolutely not an injury. They say it's not an injury.
I was trying.
Okay. Yeah, it was solid. I like that. So the Alvarado suspension, he will miss the playoffs. He is not allowed to pitch in the playoffs for the Phillies. A massive,
the Phillies
massive
make
deal.
The playoffs.
If they make the playoffs. Either way, he can't pitch in the playoffs. Yeah. So your reaction to that, 215-592-9494, in the midst of what otherwise was a really great weekend for the Phillies, obviously capped by the brilliant Mick Abel performance yesterday. But Let's hear from Dave Dombrowski, a couple pieces of audio from Dombrowski. And this first piece, talking about the Alvarado suspension, you know, maybe a little excuses making for Alvarado, but does own it and does, you know, take the brunt of it. Here's what Dombrowski said when first hearing about the suspension.
It's not something he did knowingly. I believe that, the way he talked to me. We had our support. It's a very, basically, the system is a very stringent system. It's very, because in the sense that you're responsible for what goes into your body. That's what it really comes down to. And so I know what he was doing. He was trying to take a weight loss reduction. That's when he's always been self-conscious of his weight and working hard on it. And something he took gave a positive result. So, but ultimately it's a situation where if that happens, you're still responsible for it.
Look, I was fine with that reaction from Dombrowski. At first, it felt like he was going to make excuses with him, you know, saying he believes him and all that. But I think at the end of the day, Dombrowski laid it out like it was. At the end of the day, you have to know what you put in your body, and it's on Alvarado.
Yeah, you're responsible for what you put in there. We give you the resources to know what's right and what's not, and you failed. You failed. But he's understanding, and he says he believes him. Which is, you know, I guess the only thing you can say.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, the point is I believe him, but it doesn't matter.
You can believe him. That doesn't mean you re-up him next
year. Well, and that's a whole other thing. But I think the more, obviously, for now, the more interesting thing is, how do they replace him? What are they going to do? I mean, trade now. Oh, like, what's Dombrowski going to do? I thought this was an interesting response Dave Dombrowski gives to the, you know, the situation, that not being ideal, obviously, but kind of gives you a clue into the potential avenues, not that we don't know them, but what's in his head. Here's Dombrowski talking about kind of moving forward.
I mean, I've had plenty of players be injured and miss postseasons and clubs that won world championships and all that. It's not ideal by any means. It's not something you want to see happen, but you just have to deal with it. I mean, it really comes down to, it's like an injury. And when you go into the postseason, it's probably actually easier to deal with during the postseason because you have starters that can become relievers during that time period, and we also have the trading deadline in the meantime. So it's not good. It's not the news you by any means you want to hear, but I want to keep it in perspective is that, hey, we've dealt with other injuries, other situations that you end up still having a really good club and you end up overcoming them and winning. And usually clubs that win world championships overcome something.
He's right about that. You know, we know that's true. And I do appreciate that mentality. And, you know, they're saying it's like an injury, and it is. It is the same type of thing, but I don't, you know, it's not an injury to the point we keep making. But
self-inflicted injury.
Yeah, you're damn right. Yeah. But it is the way they look at it. I get that. He's just done. All right. He's out. We don't worry about him anymore. But I did think it was interesting, John. I mean, it's not like we don't know the potential for and haven't talked about the potential for starters to the pen, trades, but Dombrowski did lay it out. He's like, you know, and he's right. Come playoff time, we'll have more options there. But I thought it was interesting to say, hey, we're going to move starters to the pen in the playoffs. We still have trades to come. Like, there's stuff we could do.
There's lots of stuff. Think about the fact that, you know, you go to a four-man rotation in the postseason.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we have the potential starter wise, and he said, you know, we are in a unique starting pitching situation right now. We're looking at like eight, which is crazy. Eight man needs to be pared down to four.
And look, Taiwan being, you know, like, I don't think anyone wants Taiwan starting a game in the playoffs as good as he's been. But yeah,
we know that he
and Painter's the wild card.
Nice job, I mean, out of the bullpen.
And
now.
Painter's
we
a wild
him.
Card. We still don't even know about. We saw what Abel did yesterday, and Painter's a better prospect. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, Abel. What he did yesterday, striking out all those guys, not walking anybody. I mean, he was precision personified. And I've been told all along that Andrew Painter is the best pitching prospect in the Phillies organization of all time. Now, I hadn't heard that about Mick Abel.
Well, it wasn't.
I'd heard that
Abel
he was,
wasn't.
You know,
yeah.
Nice. I didn't expect him to be as nice as we saw yesterday.
Yeah.
And I did find myself asking how much of this is truly nice Mick Abel and how much of this is the Pirates are just not.
Yeah, and the Pirates are not. And that's definitely part of it. But to the point we made before, I mean, he pitched with such confidence, matching up against Skeens. I don't think there's any negatives to take away with Mick Abel from yesterday, the way he pounded the strike zone and all that. One more piece of audio from Dombrowski, because we've already had a caller mention it. And I think as the next weeks go on here, especially with it being a lefty in Alvarado who you lose, and especially with kind of Mick Abel pitching the way he is, with Painter kind of on the horizon in a real way, we can all like talk about, oh, he's pitching the minors, he could pitch soon. The Ranger to the bullpen thing is going to be something that just continues to come up because of, the feeling that he's the clear best option on the team to fill that role as of right now. He's done it before with a high level of success. He's done it in the playoffs. He's done all these different things. But there is the conundrum of the Scott Boras situation and Ranger in a contract year. I mean, there's a guy who's, John, going for a contract.
It's probably, I mean, does anyone expect that he'll be a Philly at next year?
Not necessarily, but also weird, baseball's weird. Who knows the way things play out, whatever. But
yeah, I don't know.
I think it, you're not counting on Ranger being
it doesn't
back.
Seem like we are as tied. I don't know. It just didn't
logistically
seem like it
doesn't seem like that's how the Phillies will spend their money. He will probably make more than they want to give.
Yes,
that type. Yeah, exactly.
He's going to price himself out of
But part of how he does that is by starting games and pitching well this year. And he's been good at the first start was bad. He's been good his last two starts. The one was a gem. So here, Dave Dombrowski, obviously getting out in front of it. It was asked about it. Here's Dombrowski on the Ranger to the pen potential.
I mean, I'm not going to speculate on that type of stuff. It just all just happened, so I don't know what I doubt that we're going to touch our start pitching at this time, our five starters. I doubt that, but I don't want to make any definitive because it just happened.
I think it's fascinating.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And that he didn't definitively say no. You know, he did say, I don't think we're going to do that.
But is there any case to keeping him as a starter as a potential trade option? Because doesn't he count? Wouldn't he bring more as a starter than if they throw him into the bullpen right now and try to trade him at the trade deadline?
As a trade? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure he would. So, it's an interesting question. I hadn't really thought about the potential to trade Ranger. I thought more about trading prospects, as the McAble, for example.
But if he's not in their future plans.
No, and if it is an issue with the bullpen versus not and all that stuff, it's an interesting thought. I think that ultimately they're going to keep him in the rotation for now anyway. But I do think, certainly, playoffs, if he's not traded, I think the potential to move him to the pen playoff time-wise could be a real thing. But it's going to be an interesting thing to follow, especially if they're struggling. If this pen can't kind of pick up the slack for a little while, you're going to hear a big, big chorus of it. Speaking on the pen picking up the slack, back to the phones after this piece of audio. But one more, I thought this was interesting from Rob Thompson. When talking about the guys who are here, you know, Ranger not in the bullpen yet, the group that they have as of now, minus Alvarado, confidence level by Topper in the pen. But I thought this was an interesting answer in that, a little snippy from Topper here. Here's what Topper said.
Did you talk to him today?
I haven't talked to him about the situation at all. He didn't come in today, and I just talked to the club at 11:30, and guys were kind of shocked. But then again, they realized that we got business to take care of. It's out of our control. It's out of their control. We just got to keep moving forward.
So that was the wrong cut. Different cut. It should be a cut about the bullpen confidence. All right, well, we're looking for that. We'll get that back. That is the incorrect cut. But we'll get to Topper in a minute. But you'll see Topper a little snippy when talking about confidence in the bullpen. All right, 215-592-9494. So much to talk about with this Phillies team right now. Where you're at after this big bombshell news over the weekend yesterday morning. Jose Alvarado out for 80 games, suspended. He will not be able to pitch in the playoffs. A big hole for the Phillies to fix. Like Dombrowski talked about, how do you see the Phillies filling this hole? And are you concerned that they might not be able to? 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Ed in Phoenix. But what up, Ed?
Morning, team. Not the good because of Mr. Alvarado. So I'll just say morning.
Morning, Ed.
So, and this may seem like this is definitely grasping at straws, but bear with me for a second. One of the things that we've always noticed about Topper is how, there's his approach doesn't really have like defined roles for his bullpen. Like he could bring in Alvarado in the fifth inning if it's a high leverage situation. Now, just out of sheer numbers, they don't have enough bodies. You think it may force like, hey, Romano's our closer now, and Strom's our eighth inning guy, and that could potentially be a good thing in terms of get people into a routine. I mean, I'm just trying to find the positive in this whole thing.
It's a good attempt at a positive spin. I think the issue is like having a guy who you could put in any spot seems better than having guys who can only pitch in one spot. But I get your point in I do think bullpen pitchers like to know where they're going to pitch and to have roles and all that, but I just don't think losing a guy who could pitch in any spot, big spot, all the big spots, I should say, for you is a positive anyway. But I get your point.
Yeah, and I'm reminded of a line from Breaking Bad where Walter White's talking to Lydia and is like, are you familiar with the concept of leverage? You have none of it. Like, we don't have any leverage right now because, to your point, like, teams don't yet have the incentive to sell. So if we need a reliever, they could fleece us if they want. So we're really kind of in a tough spot. So I think we just kind of have to make it work, at least until there's more sellers out there.
I totally agree with you. I think at least for the next month or so, it's going to be putting people in, giving guys shots and spots. Jose Ruiz is going to get more high leverage spots. Tanner Banks against lefty is probably going to get some high leverage spots. Like, these guys who we don't have a ton of confidence in are going to get a chance to maybe instill confidence in us or to justify our lack of confidence. But for the next month or so, I totally agree with you, Ed. McAble to the bullpen, that's, I think, a possibility down the road. There are internal things they can do, Ranger down the road. But I think for right now, in the here and now, the immediate, I'm with you. I think it's just going to be hope that the guys who haven't had those high leverage spots much can perform in those spots.
Yeah, and you don't. Emmanuel Classe is a non-starter at this point. He would require too much, or
Cleveland's not trying to move him. As far as I know, he's had a bit of a down year so far too. But I certainly don't think either way. I don't think anyone of that stature, any real deal like Jose Alvarado level relievers, and he's even better, obviously. I don't think any of those guys are going to get traded before the deadline gets at least a month plus closer. Even then, maybe 2 months.
We going to get a guy like that? Like, do you expect that Dave Dombrowski can actually pull this off and get a guy?
I think it's all going to depend on the market and how many guys are available and how many teams are looking for them. Like, you know, it just is what it is. Yeah, so
it's an awful feeling. I'm just saying, hey, we don't know what the market's going to look like way off in the future. So we just have to sit on our hands in the here and now. It feels disgusting. Well, it feels so uncertain and flimsy. Not a good plan. But then I think about the fact that we have so many starters. We've got so many starters. And we just watched one, Taiwan Walker, go and look really good out of the bullpen, and he's the worst of all.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe Dave Dombrowski does have some respite, a path that we haven't considered quite the same way that he has. I hope.
Ed, you got an answer for us for a non-actor?
How about Eminem and 8 Mile?
Already said. It's a great answer, though.
Courtney Love, People versus Larry Flint.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. That's a good answer. She's very good in that. I haven't seen that in a long time.
I don't think I've seen it since the theater.
Since 95, 96, whenever it was, something like that. Yeah.
She was on. Yeah, she was ready to be a really big
star. I think she got nominated
star.
For an Oscar for it, if I'm not mistaken.
She had Hole, you know, her band that was... They were
huge.
Making gold
they
records.
They were huge, yeah.
And she was, you know, what happened? Well, like her husband died.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That happened.
But yeah, but she was huge, and she was really good in that movie. All right, back to that Rob Thompson audio. We've got the right audio now. I thought it was interesting. Topper gets a little snippy when talking about the bullpen here. Here's what Topper had to say.
Do you feel like the bullpen as is, like, has enough high leverage arms to kind of make up for this right now?
Yes, I do.
What gives you that confidence?
Because I think we have enough high leverage arms.
Wow.
You know, like, you don't really, and I know
a Canadian getting a little snippy.
And he didn't say it in a meme. It wasn't like he sounded super upset, but still, like, I thought that's a really fair, I think the question, you have enough high leverage arms is a question, not only a fair question, a question that must be asked of the manager in that situation, but I thought the follow-up of what makes you think that is a, Rhea, I mean, that's a fair question to
100%.
Ask. And to go just like, because I said so, essentially. It's like a
it's
little...
like he was acting like the guy's dad.
Yeah, like a little like...
We've all used that with our kids.
I already told you, didn't I?
Because I said so.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. And it's like, but why? Like, what gives you that confidence when you haven't seen these guys in those spots? And look, I don't blame Rob Thompson because if, you know, we gave him truth serum, I guarantee you he doesn't have
full
confidence.
He has to defend the guys that are there, but he could have said it in a different way.
Yeah, I agree. Or given a little more context, made it a little more believable. Whereas happens, I'm just like, all right, so you don't really believe that Jose Ruiz can pitch in big spots.
You
or
know I'm not the biggest Rob Thompson fan. I will defend him on one thing. He's probably so ticked off.
Oh, my God, I bet you they all are.
They all
are. I bet you Dombrowski, Thompson, whatever they say. And again, I do think they've been critical of Alvarado, they said that, you know, it was a mistake, but that he deserves the blame. But I guarantee you in private, it's 10 times more angry. Than
I'd love to see Middleton.
I would too. I mean, I'd be furious if I'm Middleton. I mean, again, this is such an avoidable thing. What are we doing here? I mean, you know the rules. You know the testing. There are probably a million things you could have taken that would have given you similar results. Like, and that's why, you know, and
is
you said
Ozempic,
I mean, it's a miracle drug.
I mean, but I'm
stuff,
just saying, is that banned from MLB?
I don't know. But regardless, like, and that's why and John, you mentioned the open where we don't know, but it's, like, I can absolutely believe that it was on purpose, you know, when you know it.
You know,
like, if I had to bet my life one way or the other, do I think he knew what he was doing or not? I would probably bet I knew that he knew what he was doing, but I don't know for sure.
Do you think that Jose Alvarado didn't notice that his velocity was 2 miles per hour faster this year than it was
Absolutely.
Last year.
And also, he's been a major leaguer for long enough that you know the testing thing. You know what goes into, you know what I mean?
You're
you know
well
what,
aware. And John, you are reminded on a nearly daily basis in the NFL.
Dude, when you were a player, was there ever anything you put in your body without thinking about what's in it? Like, you couldn't, right? There was not one thing you put in your body without thinking, like, where did this come from and what's in it?
I had a situation where I took something that was given to me by the team. And it was I tested positive for a banned substance.
Oh my God.
And it was given to me by the team.
Wow. So did you get out of it?
No, I was in the whatever you'd call it,
transitional, like the probationary
system,
or whatever,
or you know, in the
you were on probation kind of thing, where you were getting in trouble if it happened again,
right.
Kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. So I was on top secret probation, mm-hmm. which meant that whenever they wanted to test me, they could.
Wow.
So that meant in the off season, if they want to show up at my house at 7 a.m. on a Saturday. They can. And if I'm not there, and they let me know in advance, hey, this is when you, if I don't show up or if I'm not there, then that's another positive test. So that became.
Were you mad?
I was incensed.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was sure. You were given it.
Yeah, I was given it. But it was right when ephedrine had just become banned, and mm-hmm. it was this stuff called Backquell that was for like low back tightness, and it was training camp. And everyone's got a tight low back,
of course,
so they're passing this stuff out.
Wow!
And it had it was like aspirin with, I guess, some pseudo ephedrine in there or something. I guess I should have looked it up on top of.
But that's tough when the team gives it to you. That
right,
makes it
right.
Like that's an extra level. Like that's not happening here. No one's saying that. You know, like that.
The point is, I was still guilty. And I was still
and you had to take your
put
punishment.
In the program,
yeah.
And I still had to show up and be tested whenever they asked me to. They said, jump. I said, how high? You don't mess around with this stuff. And you do not. You do not. If there's any room for error, if you're not sure, oh, man, that supplement, I'm not quite certain. What you're messing with here is tens of millions of dollars for yourself mm-hmm. and your own salary, but your teammates' belief in you and your teammates, they depend, your coaches depend, this fan base depends on you to do your job. And you have to think of them before everyone else. And it's just, this is so backwards. And it's so devastating to this team.
Yeah, it's a different level of responsibility. You have, people's hopes and dreams relying on you, like that. That's why, Phillies fans spend money and time and effort and emotional, equity and all that stuff.
Oh, man,
so much into this that like, yes, it is you and you're playing it and stuff, but you're also playing it for a lot of people that when stuff like this happens, it's, you do have to take all that on you. You're listening to 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Jordan and Princeton. What up, Jordan?
Good morning, James. We spoke on Saturday, and it was such a glorious Saturday, and now we have to turn to a Monday, which is not such great news to deal with.
I know. We were talking about the Super Bowl champion Eagles on Saturday. What a thrill. And now we have to talk about, suspensions. It's a shame.
I guess it wasn't just the 12 cups of coffee a day for Alvarado. Huh?
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, right. Exactly.
That hits a little differently now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like as a parent, you're not mad, but you're disappointed. And I'm really disappointed because this guy is a critical piece of how the Phillies, I think, are going to be successful this year. And now he's just gone. And I do like thinking about it as a season-ending injury because it makes me a lot less angry that the guy did this to himself.
Yeah, I know.
So that's how I'm going to reconcile to myself as well. But I had to go and look down the list of Phillies who have been in a similar position. Because one thing I'm very proud of with the city of Philadelphia and its athletes is we're a pretty clean-cut group. This doesn't happen very often in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it's Lane, I think, the last like big one in Philly, right?
Yeah.
Lane, I would think so.
Well, I mean, it led to the famous, Kelsey line in his speech. Like, Lane can't stay off the juice.
Yeah, exactly. So, I think you're right. I mean, think about it. Lane got...
Was he 10 games?
It was 10 games. Yeah, so he had the two suspensions. But I think the last one was 2016 was the Carson's rookie year, maybe, or something. But either way, so it's been a while, to your point, Jordan, it's been a while since we had something like this in Philly.
Antonio Bastardo, Freddie Galvis, J.C. Romero. I mean, these are not guys that I wanted to put in the same category as Alvarado, as now labeled steroid users. And I think it really points to the fact that we have to consider seriously how to go all in now on this season. You can see just how tenuous a grip on the window of winning a championship can be. And given all of the talent in the minors and how we've developed it, I think this is the time to go all in. And I'd like to see it now. And you don't know if Schwarber's under contract next year. There's just a lot of unanswered questions. So with Nola fading, this unbelievable start by Mick Abel, who had the greatest line. Schmidt comes on the post-game interview, and Abel said, hey, I'm going to have to meet you at some point and get your autograph. It was just a beautiful baseball moment of a legend and a rookie in his first start. But I really think we got to bring guys up and go all in this year. Now that you're missing this piece, let's figure it out, and let's win now before this window closes.
Yeah, it's a real interesting philosophical question, especially because we know that you know, the Phillies did go all in on that, you know, 08 or 07 to 11 group. And we were happy at the time, and I don't regret going all in, but they paid the price for it. And we spent a decade in obscurity because of it. And now they have real prospects again and a real development staff and have been bringing these guys along to young guys we could be excited about. And I understand the concept of maybe not wanting to trade those guys and build with those, especially with guys getting older and long-term contracts that you have where you might not get the value, probably won't get the value in years. Trey Turner, year 7 through 11, probably not going to be as good. So the young players at cheaper contract, that stuff is super valuable. But also to your point, Jordan, you've got a group that's been trying to win a title for a few years, has come really close, has a real chance to do it if you go all in on them. It's going to be a fascinating thing to discuss throughout the, you know, up till the trade deadline. Like, how much are you willing to give up to go all in on this group?
I hope they do, because I do see that window closing, and I'd really like to see this group of guys win a championship. Yeah. It's a great group of players after the 2008-2009 squad and their favorite group of Phillies in my lifetime. Much more likable to me than the 93 team. No offense to you, Crook.
Yeah, no, I love this group too, and it would be really disappointing if we don't get to see them actually win one after how close they've come, all the talk, all that. Jordan, you got an answer for us for a non-actor performance?
Bob Barker and Happy Gilmore.
Great answer. We're waiting for that one. Obviously, arguably the best cameo of all
time. I love that
line. He's so funny, too.
He really
also
is.
Also, was like a real fighter. Like, all that stuff. Bob Barker was like Golden Gloves.
Oh, was
or
he?
Whatever. He was younger, that kind of thing. But he was like a real fighter. So that's good stuff right
there.
It's
when you see it for the first time.
Oh,
you're
it's
just
so shocking.
Blown away.
Happy Gilmore 2 coming out this summer,
I
too.
I know. Very excited about it.
Cannot wait for that. All right. 215-592-9494. Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock today, we're going to start debate week on WIP. Elliot Short Parks is going to come in studio and debate me. What are we going to debate about? You'll find that out coming up in a little bit again. 9 o'clock, that's going to be right here, Elliot, in studio. Until then, your calls on the Alvarado issue, Mick Abel's debut, the bittersweet weekend for the Phils. And again, the Phils sit here with the third or fourth best record in baseball. They are only a half game behind the Mets and the Dodgers for the best record in the National League. But then Alvarado. React, 215-592-9494. It's the morning show.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently? Or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double? Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. Go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, and you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get started and win today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.